AMD's data center ambitions. Can Lisa Su's vision challenge NVIDIA's AI empire? Mark Vina, in her latest keynote at the Advancing AI event, AMD CEO Dr. Lisa Su laid out one of the company's most ambitious visions to date. This roadmap aims to propel AMD into the upper echelon of AI-driven data center computing. The event was not just a product showcase, but a declaration that AMD intends to challenge NVIDIA's dominance in AI infrastructure head-on. With the introduction of its Instinct MI300X and MI350 series GPUs, updates to its ROCm software stack, and deepening relationships with hyperscalers, cloud providers, and AI disruptors, AMD is clearly staking its claim in a space previously considered an NVIDIA stronghold. The question, however, remains. Did Su present a compelling, incredible case that AMD can truly compete at the heart of the next-gen data center? Let's break it down. AMD's value proposition in the AI data center era. Lisa Su structured AMD's AI data center thesis around three key pillars: a broad compute portfolio, an open and interoperable ecosystem, and an integrated full-stack offering. First, AMD's compute portfolio is both deep and horizontally expansive. The company fields high-performance CPUs, GPUs, adaptive SoCs and FPGAs, and networking solutions. This attribute gives AMD a rare ability to address a diverse range of workloads, from inference at the edge to training in hyperscale data centers. The MI300X and MI350 series are purpose-built for AI, offering massive memory capacity, high bandwidth, and support for FP4 and FP6 compute formats, which are optimized for large language model inference and training. This multi-pronged hardware approach stands in contrast to NVIDIA's largely GPU-centric strategy. Second, AMD positioned itself as a champion of open ecosystems. While NVIDIA is known for its tightly integrated CUDA software environment, AMD has made aggressive strides with ROCm, now in version 7. The software stack supports PyTorch, JX, and newer frameworks, such as VLLM and Sclang. Lisa Su emphasized that AMD's open source approach gives developers more flexibility and reduces vendor lock-in. She also underscored how ROCm's performance has improved dramatically over the past 2 years, achieving parity or superiority in many LLM use cases. Finally, AMD is advancing a full-stack vision that marries hardware with AI software optimization and deployment tools. Strategic acquisitions such as Nod, AI Mipsology, and Silo AI indicate that AMD understands that hardware alone is not enough. The company is building the tools and partnerships required to deliver optimized AI solutions, not just components. Partner ecosystem. The centerpiece of AMD's AI case, perhaps the most effective part of Su's keynote, was her strategic use of partners to validate AMD's technology. The partner element wasn't merely window dressing. The sheer caliber of companies appearing on stage or cited in the keynote made a strong case for the real-world viability of AMD solutions. Meta, one of the largest AI operators globally, discussed how it is already deploying MI300X GPUs for inference and plans to utilize MI350X for training workloads. Meta's representative cited AMD's total cost of ownership advantages and high memory capacity as key differentiators, particularly for models with 100B+ parameters. Importantly, Meta also noted that ROCm is finally ready for prime-time production. Microsoft, through its Azure division, has shared that it utilizes AMD GPUs for both the inference and training of OpenAI models. It highlighted AMD's ability to support large memory models with fewer GPUs, an essential factor for improving energy efficiency and reducing latency. The fact that Microsoft is deploying AMD in tandem with OpenAI's demanding workloads is a powerful signal to the enterprise market. Oracle added another layer of validation. The company announced support for MI355 in its Zettascale cluster roadmap, highlighting how Bensando networking enables tighter integration across compute, storage, and networking domains. This ability is crucial for distributed training environments where latency and throughput determine cost and performance. Xta AI, Elon Musk's AI venture, may have delivered the most headline-grabbing endorsement. Musk's team praised AMD's engineering speed and performance, calling the collaboration effortless. Xta AI reportedly ran billion-parameter inference workloads across AMD GPUs, citing faster tuning, and improve memory usage compared to legacy infrastructure. Cohere, another LLM startup, echoed these sentiments. The company stated that it was training and deploying models on AMD GPUs, which offer lower costs and high throughput. It credited AMD's attention to software toolchain co-design as a reason for the platform's stability and efficiency. Lastly, AMD's internal push with Silo AI, a European AI research group, demonstrated its commitment to sovereign AI initiatives. In a geopolitical climate that increasingly values regional control over AI infrastructure, AMD's ability to offer a non-US-centric open platform could prove advantageous. AMD's strategy to compete in the high-stakes world of AI data centers rests on several compelling strengths. Chief among them is its distinctive approach to memory and compute architectures. With the MI350 series, AMD delivers 288 gigabytes of high-bandwidth memory per GPU, an advantage that positions it favorably against NVIDIA's H100 and even the GB200 in specific configurations. This massive memory footprint is critical for large language model inference, where bandwidth and capacity often limit performance. Additionally, AMD supports a broader range of precision formats, including FP4 and FP6. These allow developers to process more tokens per second at lower precision without compromising model accuracy, providing a decisive advantage in inference-heavy workloads. The second strength lies in AMD's maturing software ecosystem, particularly through ROCm7. For years, ROCm lagged behind CUDA in functionality and developer adoption, but recent updates have transformed it into a more complete, production-grade platform. ROCm now supports leading AI frameworks and toolchains, such as Triton, VLLM, and Hugging Face, tools that are increasingly used in both research and production. As organizations strive for more open and transparent infrastructure, AMD's open-source approach emerges as a meaningful differentiator. For enterprises looking to break free from vendor lock-in, ROCm presents a viable path to escape the gravitational pull of NVIDIA's ecosystem. Third, AMD's alignment with key market players provides further validation. By collaborating with cloud hyperscalers like Microsoft and Oracle, as well as social media giants like Meta and disruptive AI startups such as X.AI and Cohere, AMD is demonstrating that its technology is not only competitive but also operational in real-world deployments. These partnerships don't just serve as customer endorsements. They also feed back into AMD's hardware and software co-design process, ensuring practical demands shape future iterations of Instinct GPUs. If these relationships continue to deepen and expand, they could become one of AMD's most powerful long-term assets. However, AMD's road to data center leadership is far from guaranteed. Several headwinds could slow or even stall its momentum. The most entrenched of these is ecosystem inertia. NVIDIA's dominance in the AI sector is built not just on hardware, but on its vast and mature software stack. CUDA has been a de facto industry standard for over a decade, and thousands of developers are fluent in its tools and libraries. Transitioning to ROCm, even if it achieves parity in capabilities, requires companies to retrain their staff, refactor their code bases, and shift their development workflows. That's a heavy lift for enterprises already operating at scale. AMD also faces pressure on the time-to-market front. NVIDIA continues to lead in MLPerf benchmarks and LLM throughput performance. While AMD's MI300X has narrowed the gap, NVIDIA remains a performance and brand leader in the minds of many buyers. Lisa Su has committed to an annual release cadence for Instinct GPUs, MI300, MI350, and the forthcoming MI400, but execution will ultimately determine its success. If AMD misses a milestone or underdelivers on performance, it risks falling further behind in a market where perception and momentum matter almost as much as specs. Finally, AMD must confront the advantages of vertical integration that NVIDIA has long enjoyed. NVIDIA's DGX systems, powered by proprietary software such as TensorRT, CUDA Graphs, and CUDNN, provide customers with a tightly integrated, high-performance AI platform. This benefit reduces complexity and risk for users. In contrast, AMD's more open and modular approach gives customers more freedom, but also demands more work to optimize. In a market that increasingly prioritizes turnkey solutions and operational simplicity, AMD must close the usability gap or risk being seen as a higher-effort alternative. In summary, AMD's strategy is promising, but execution will determine whether that promise becomes market reality. With the right combination of product innovation, developer engagement, and partner-driven momentum, AMD could establish itself as a credible and sustained counterweight to NVIDIA's dominance. But it must overcome entrenched habits, outperform expectations, and deliver seamless solutions at every level of the AI compute stack. A longer view, AMD's high-stakes gamble in the AI data center race leads to ASUS keynote wasn't just a product launch, it was a calculated message to the industry. AMD is no longer content to be the alternative. It aims to be a primary force in AI compute. The Instinct platform, bolstered by the MI350 and soon the MI400, signals AMD's serious intention to own a larger slice of the data center market, especially as AI workloads redefine how infrastructure is built, deployed, and scaled. Yet, the path ahead is not a linear sprint. AMD's challenge is multifaceted. It must overcome ecosystem inertia where NVIDIA's entrenched presence remains sticky, especially in institutions where existing pipelines, performance profiles, and even procurement habits are CUDA-centric. It must also maintain competitive velocity, which means not only delivering new silicon annually, but ensuring that each generation brings real, measurable advantages in throughput, latency, power, and economics. At the same time, the market dynamics are shifting. Hyperscalers are actively seeking alternatives to NVIDIA to avoid monopolistic pricing and supply chain risks. Sovereign AI initiatives are on the rise, and many governments are concerned about vendor lock-in and the black box nature of these systems. Open-source tooling and transparent infrastructure, once fringe preferences, are becoming mainstream requirements. These trends have favored AMD if it continues to position itself as a vendor that supports openness, transparency, and global scalability. What Lisa Su and AMD must now do is prove that their AI story is more than a compelling keynote. They must consistently meet delivery milestones, grow their developer base, and demonstrate value at scale. That includes not just technical metrics, but also customer outcomes, such as faster Tomito inference, lower total cost of ownership per token, and the ability to deploy across hybrid and sovereign environments with ease. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.